Michael Lewis. Doug Drum. Dave Kim.
Mm-hmm. that you're not. I mean, you said you don't have to. I mean, this, you know. This is more just like, there, we do have a microphone set up at the rehearsal, and then even though Eric's right there, I always speak to them in microphones. Because it's, yeah, it's, and then they put headphones on because we don't have a PA or anything, so then we have this thing where a microphone goes into this boombox, and then they put headphones, he has headphones on, then he puts them on mic, and then I talk to him for some, you know. So it's, for a while there, it was a lot like rehearsing where, you know, only they could hear me, so it was just like, and I mean, I don't always do the talking. I mean, sometimes I hand you the microphone and you say something to me, although I will actually listen to someone if they're not talking on a microphone, whereas Eric won't. I don't know if you knew that. Yeah.
And so I would shout, I said, hey Dave, I don't like that part. Because I would have headphones. And he's right, I have a shout.
Another thing that was silly that you missed, which was an incredibly funny comment, was the reason why the show started late. And maybe you in the front heard this, but it was so funny, I think we should say it again. As long as we're sharing tidbits before we continue, Eric doesn't listen to anyone unless they speak to him through a microphone, and Michael loves Red Lobsters, and he enjoys when they have what he calls the shrimp specials. And then he asked me to pick him up a basket of shrimp tonight before the gig, and I'm so sorry. There was a line, you know? Anyway, that was called the drama section, and that's off of our record, Youth Oriented. That depicts anything. If you're walking along and you're in the drama section of a video store, and you might see something like Out of Africa or the color purple or something. Basically, that's what you'd see if you were. It's like the soundtrack of basically trying to pick out. That's. Just like. Out of Africa is a good film. You know?
Yeah.
Ordinary People, right? Basically. Yeah, like Tender Mercies, too. That's a great one. You know, it's a great one. What's the one where Terms of Endearment? Because that's funny, but it's still a drama because there's death and there's orphaning children, which I think is great for dramas. I mean, I wrote a drama once and it was like, and I handed it into the, you know, the film company. And they were like, you need to darken this up a bit. And I said, okay, all the kids die. And then it sold. It was just like that, man. Remember that when I had some money a few years ago? And you and I went to Bridgman's every day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was called Very Small Rock. Off our record Back on Top, Happy Apple Back on Top. That's about it. That's it. We're getting into a bragging period in this band, you know what I mean? Next record is going to be called Nothing But Net. N-U-T-H-I-N. It would be great, Nothing But Net would be kind of great too. Yeah, we'll have a meeting about it. And then after that, we've been tossing around, We're Great. And figured. What's four things? Not a trilogy. So a trilogy is three, so a quadrilogy. And we recorded quadrant. And for the recorded quadrant of sound, We're Great too. This is called Acknowledge the Ascot. Woo!
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We want to tell you we really appreciate you coming down and continually supporting this band. It's very sweet of you. So thank you again. It's kind of rainy. It was supposed to be snowing. I didn't feel that out there, but that's a tiny bit depressing. So this song is named after a form of retail therapy. Catalogs, I believe, they might still be called wishing books, but they were called wishing books. And when I wrote this tune, I brought it to Eric and says, wishing book, it's kind of a sentimental title, but I mean, he said, oh, wishing books, that's what you look at when you're looking for prostitutes, like which one? And then it totally ruined the vibe. It was like the vibe of the whole thing went down. It was like, and we were in Amsterdam too, which was... Point is the whole vibe was ruined. It took me a year to get over that and then become like to attach the song emotionally again. Anyway, what I like to do when I'm feeling down, Fratsky and I, Mike used to go out there with us, but he's been watching the Classic Sports Network a lot lately. He said, Mike, do you want to come with us? Because what we do is we go to the Mall of America, we go to the Oxygen Cocktail place. And he loves that pot, like the forest floor, that scent. I always go scentless because I believe it's toxic, but he's in great shape and he takes the forest floor scent and we do that. And Mike used to come with, and you call Mike, you want to go in 1981 Celtics Lakers game, man. So anyway, so we go, and what we do is we do the hot shrimp at Hooters, which is a blast every time. We talk about that, and a Newcastle, right? Hot shrimp, and what we do is you get 22, a lot of shrimp basket talk, but I mean, these are a little bit better. I think Hooters has higher quality food. I think Hooters is actually a great place, because the thing is, it's great food. There's a very high vibrating spiritual energy in the place. People are realizing their full potential. Will you stop judging those people, man? It's not cool. If you want your legs to look like an Orange Julius, that's your prerogative, man. That's the freedom that women have now, dude. You can't take that away. If you guys, you know, if anybody here is into the painter Francis Bacon, you know, it's a very dark, that's these incredibly dark, distorted triptychs. And like, I've realized that every Francis Bacon painting is the look of the girl's face that's with a man in Hooter. Anyway, we go over there because we feel great about ourselves and because they're so high from that oxygen cocktail. Man, that is a blast. You know, it's such a healthy thing because they give you one of those caffeinated, hyper-caffeinated drinks right afterwards. It's so good for you. And it's like, don't you feel great about yourself? You just inhaled forest floor toxic scent for a half hour. And you're in a fucking mall, like, massage chair. Which is like being rubbed down by an alligator or something. What is it? It's like pushing your shoulder, and there's no healing energy in a massage chair, man. Massage is all about transfer of energy from human to human. It's not about a chair transferring its energy to you, man. Okay. And so we do that slam, then they give you those things to slam. By that point, we're just like, and we're just like, let's go to Suncoast, man. Cliffhangers on sale or something, you know. And we're just screaming at each other. He stopped going, you know, but then Mike is very sensitive, man. He's the most sensitive of the three of us, clearly. But anyway, so we go over there and we do Newcastle and the shrimp, yeah. What was I saying? Yeah, we forget where we park, and then we go through Sears, and you're always like, man, you know, because you look at the riding mowers, and I'm like, Eric, your lawn is the size of this, you know, AQ stage. You're like, yeah, exactly. He says, What do I look like to you, a pussy? That's what he says to me. And then by this time, he's had a lot of shrimp, a lot of beer, and he starts getting like that courage up, you know, like this. And he's just like, what? And I can't, yeah, this thing. And we're sensitive, effeminate men. Yeah, exactly. And then he keeps threatening to buy this riding mower. You should see this when it's real, though. You should see this when it's real. He has a Sears car. If this was not a real story, I would say, this is a real story. So he's yelling at me in the Sears, you don't think I can fucking charge this thing right now? It's unbelievable. And we're, you know, but we do this all the time. I mean, it always ends up you yelling at me over a Sears riding mower. No wonder he doesn't come anymore, man. So Mike just pulled out his soprano saxophone, and so we're gonna get really masculine on you right now. It's clearly phallic, Mike. You should feel like a man. I'm not going to say it. Anyway, this is a record, this is a song off one of our records. I can't remember the title. This is called Wishing Book. Thank you so much. We have two more tunes to set. Please stick around. We'll take a very short break. Very sweet of you to be here. We have CDs. I think we're out of shirts again, or maybe we're gonna make some more shirts. Those shirts sold, man. That shirt was hot. That shirt fit incredible. We looked incredible in those shirts. We looked amazing in our shirts. What's the problem?
You do too.
You know, when I want to buy a shirt, I always call you and have you put it on too, because you look so good in shirts and helps me get my shirt.
Why do I have to?
This is called "Who's Your Midwest Representation." Thank you. Not Francis Bacon paintings. Really though, that's grief, you know, and that's grief incarnate. I mean, he really knows how to capture the idea of pain and grief in the human form. And I think that couples at Hooters, I think it's sad enough riding alone at Hooters. You know what I mean, man? You know what I'm talking about. Any present company excluded, of course. Including you. All right, fine. We're not going to go back. We're not going to retread that Hooters stuff. That's done. But this, we're writing some pieces for parades. Because we found there's a great living to be made playing on floats in parades. We've been scheming at Tony many times. I've talked about our schemes, we've invested in things, very small amounts of money, things, minuscule amounts that we keep taking out, but this is gonna do it. We've played a couple of parades now, we've been paid very well. So this summer, right now, we're headlining Duck Duck Days, Whiz Bang Days, Steamboat Days, which is gonna be incredible because we get you said they were going to pay us in cocaine. I thought that was a joke. And then, which I know how to sell. And if I can't sell it, he'll just get rid of the rest of it at the Clown Lounge. But we're psyched about Whiz Bang Days, which is a great parade in Robbinsdale. In July, and we headlined it 4 years in a row now, and the pay keeps going through the roof, you know? Because since the wards closed, and the Terrace Mall over there, and the Terrace Theater, they have all this extra, you know, there's this money, because there's like city money for mowing the lawns and stuff, which they don't care about anymore. And they're really hot on this whole idea of avant-garde, you know, 25-minute tunes, rolling by people, catching like a second of it. They're trying to like get inside, you know, like, you get like 4.5 seconds of one of these tunes. It's sort of like, you know, they feel like there's nothing to grab onto, so the people kind of stay there going, and that makes them stay and listen to the rest of it, because they're like, what is this? And then and then some, you know, doofus with an Uncle Sam crap or whatever on, and then some, you know, total idiot that is in a beauty competition, and a couple of other total ignoramus troglodytes. Anyway, we're getting paid. So anyway, we're going to be there. Come out this summer. It's going to be awesome. And we're going to be huge bread doing this, you know. And, yeah, so, but I mean, and then we're taking this act out of town, too, because there's a lot of fairs. We got, this is true, we got a South Dakota Arts Council grant a few years ago, and we ended up, this got us the idea, is our first show. We showed up in, like, Pierre, South Dakota or whatever. I mean, they've got, like, two towns, so we played both those towns. But we were like, yeah, I just want to, you know, we want to go see the Mount Rushmore, whatever. But, I mean, we ended up having to play these gigs. And the first one we set up, cool, and then it was five senior citizens on which is totally cool. I mean, I'm into that too. I'm into what? I mean, Walt Whitman talks about age. I yeah. Two of the five were awake, and it turned out one of them was Estelle Getty, which is the oldest woman on the planet. So we were sorry, can you stop it? You stop talking. I start saying the things you say and then none of it goes over. Okay, fine. So we were there and then all of a sudden this kitty train rides by. And this was really emasculating, I think, in some level. And let's get back to that kind of like, in a way, this is kind of like chest-thumping music, you know what I mean? I mean, we're very effeminate men, you know what I mean? But I mean, at the same time, we're still men, you know? And having a kitty train and four senior citizens as your audience, I just felt so bad about myself for so long after that. Anyway, remember that we went to the Dairy Queen and then we drove home? Anyway, they paid us an incredible amount of money, so we're like, let's keep doing this summer fair stuff. So Duck Duck Days, Whiz Bang Days, Duck Duck Days is New Hope, The Crystal Frolic. And there's something out in Orono. Writing this music for parades, and this is the first one. This is called the 1976 Aquatennial Parade. First of all, this is making it seem like this isn't serious. So this is truly, I mean, like, this is a serious, I mean, we take our music seriously, of course, and this is not just for Duck Duck Days, whatever. We wrote this for ourselves first. We always write for ourselves first, and then we'll sell it to anyone else. I mean, this is dedicated to the late Albert Eiler. This is called 1976 Aquatennial Parade. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Michael Lewis, saxophone. Thank you for sticking around, we appreciate it. Sticking around. It's not an overrated concept. You know, we lost a few people. Clearly lightweights, you know what I'm talking about. We don't hear the blues, it's not swinging. It's fine. Leave. Wait, he doesn't care, I care, he doesn't care. Appreciate you coming down though seriously and braving the bad weather and finding a parking space during the the St. Paul Art Crawl, which is a fine event. I was wandering around some of the Art Crawl areas and I purchased a rustic teapot made by a nice man. I enjoy some tea. Bransky does too. Mike enjoys a tea style drink that he makes with illegal levels of absinthe. This first piece is a tune that we played for a few years, but we don't play it that often, so hopefully you'll enjoy it. It's called Dovetail Nicely. And then we're going to do something in the title track of our record, Youth Oriented, which is called Youth Oriented. We had our jazz ensemble rehearsal twice this week. We rehearsed our jazz ensemble at Mike's house. And we rehearse in the basement of Mike's apartment building adjacent to the laundry room, and people walk in and out of our rehearsal with their laundry. It's fantastic. We're huge. Thank you.
Thank you.
We really do appreciate you sticking around. It's very nice of you. Hope you're enjoying yourselves. This next tune we're bringing back, this was on one of our live records from like 1999 or 2000 or something. It's called Computer Aided Drafting. Three of us did a program together of we had a meeting once. We said that there should be something to fall back on. It's one of those meetings that we really were like, you know, because we really felt like, you know, as far as avant-garde jazz is concerned, it's a big payday. So we were not thinking that that we would need anything to fall back on. But then Francie was like, let's just have it to, you know. So we went to the Globe College of Business because it was an incredible commercial for it, just making us feel great about ourselves. We went to orientation. Yeah, Mike, I've never seen Mike more enthused. Really, because he was like, he showed up the first day, and it was incredible. He had a number two pencil with him. We're like, Mike, come on, Mike, you're not impressing anyone. You know, that's what he said. But anyway, we ended up not doing it. We ended up going to Erasmus in Business College, where we took a computer-aided drafting course. None of us draw well, but we draw well with computers, and so we learned freehand drafting, which was a bear, let me tell you. We learned freehand drafting because that's just a tall order, you know, that's a bear, freehand drafting. Sorry, I mean, I see some young people, I don't want to say it's a bitch, you know what I mean? But anyway, we finished our year associate's degree there, and we have had to use computer-aided drafting a few times, just as far as reading fine print on a few contracts, you know, at school. Anyway, if anybody needed any form of computer-aided drafting, if you just needed that, we do have a mailing list for our computer-aided drafting services. We don't do a mailing list for the band anymore, but if anybody, if you need freehand drafting, I wouldn't come to us really, but I mean, if you're really in a pinch, we can probably do a little bit of freehand drafting, but if you just want it computer-aided, yeah, we'll do a mock-up, and then we'll mock-up by hand, but then we'll bring in the computer to aid in the drafting, so we're basically saying. For producing more fulfilling product for you and us, you know, I mean, who wants like a half-assed drafting project? You want it to be aided by the most modern technology available. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you again. This is called Ella by Nightlight. We have two more tunes. We again appreciate you being here. We're going to be here all weekend. Thank you for to the Artist Quarter for having us again. We always appreciate playing here. And okay. These last two pieces are off of actually only one of them is off our new record. It's called The New Bison. And then we're going to finish with a piece called Feeling Good Is Good Enough. Thank you so much again. That's the great Eric Fratsky on Richard Davis. Yeah. First of all, Mike, I played second tonette in the youth orchestra to the 1981 seat. We played, Mike, I played the New Hope Playhouse. Yeah! As if that's an easy instrument. It uses a 32-tone microtonal Indian harmonic system that you haven't even figured. I mean, you got, what, 12 notes?
Chromatic harmony. I'll play a chromatic harmonic instrument.
Listen, man. Then I ended up studying 6 years with John Popper. I studied pentatonic harmonica, all 12 keys, because he can't play chromatic harp. Well, I suppose every Christmas when you come over and I play the entire Fiddler on the Roof on my concertina, and you're like, oh, because I'm a Gentile, you give me shit about that? This is African, man. This is, can you hear the melody? Because my whole new concept is I'm going to start scanning it. Well, I'm just saying. That's not melody? I don't know, man. Open your fucking ears. Mike, I've been working on this for how long? My solo drum record, man.
And then the rings down in Africa. Gonna take the time to do the things you never had.
Because really my solo record which is going to be coming out is I did a lot of like solo drum, melodic drum interpretations of the first three Sting's solo records. Because those first three are happening. The stuff he got into there, I mean, man, yeah, man, but like that whole Soul Cages record is fantastic. Let me give you an excerpt.
We are the Soul Cages. These are the Soul Cages.
I mean, that's gonna be so happening, man. I've been sold pre-sold 300 copies. Yeah, I have a pre-sale order right now for 300 copies of the solo drum Tom Tom interpretations of Sting the Soul Cages.
He's crouching down.
All right. Don't pretend to stretch, and I don't also, I want to bring this up, I don't like when you stretch in public at airports. Stretching is a private thing. You end up looking like one of those really weird old people that do yoga like 30 hours a day, you know what I mean, where they're in line at the grocery store going, and like, without being ashamed. People should be ashamed when they stretch, it's healthy. Don't be one of those people, Mike, I'm telling you, man, that wears, like, really tight bike shorts and, like, a really tight, like, tank top that says, like, Enzo on it or something, and then you're, like, stretching at Whole Foods. I'm gonna throw up if I see you doing that. Mike Lewis on the saxophone. Check this out. This is the worst part. Give you a happy apple. Okay, we're gonna play the new bison, and this is a song dedicated to a new species of bison. Thank you.
Thank you.
This song is 10 years old now. This is called The World Begins and Ends in Your Comb Over.
Thank you. Thank you.